goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night. When dreams become...
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Friday, Veterans Day. Before the day is over, I want each person listening to thank a veteran. That's the significance of today. They put their lives on the line for us so that we can live and we can listen to the Divorce Hour, amongst other things. It really is an important day, and if you don't know any veterans, call my father and you can thank him, okay? Because my generation was the Vietnam generation, and there weren't too many of us who were veterans, and because most of us tried to get out of that war. But my father's generation, everybody was a veteran, and it's really important. It's really, really important. Today's not just a day to have off from work. It's not a day 2 weeks from Thanksgiving to start your Christmas shopping. It's not New Jersey Teacher Education Day where you get a day off from school. It's a day to think about the veterans, and really, we should. I am here today with Karen McMahon of KM Life Coaching.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for inviting me.
It's much more fun having you face-to-face than doing it over the phone.
I concur.
There we go. Let me tell you, my listeners, one other thing before we get started. My holiday CD is in production. The song list is set. You will hear some of it today coming in and out of breaks. If you want a copy, they're free. F-R-E-E. You can call. You can call the radio station. 877-480-4120. Only during the show. And we put you on the air. You don't have to give your address on the air, but I will mail you one free. You can email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com. And I will mail it to you free. Just give me all the requisite information. And today, Karen is going to talk about her new ebook, right?
That's right.
And what's the name of your book?
Navigating Your Divorce. And it's the legal, financial, and emotional basics for getting through the divorce process.
Okay. What I found interesting was on the very first page. I know we said we talked about the last two-thirds first, but I want to talk about the first. And it talks about as you enter the divorce process. And I think that's important.
Well, the key thing that I was going to mention, too, is that it is a process. And I think that one of the most overwhelming things is when you get into it, you feel like it's never going to end. And so the book is designed to help people understand, overcome, actually, their fears. In fact, the reason that I put this book together was... One of the things that I have found the most in working with people going through divorce is the universality of the fear, the overwhelming fear of the unknown. And when you go through divorce and you've never been there before, it becomes very scary because your entire future hinges on it.
And then those unknowns come in three categories, don't they?
They come in three key categories.
Right. There's the emotional, there's the legal, and there's the financial.
That's correct.
Okay. Before we start talking about him, a little bit about your background, just, you know, how did you come to write a book about divorce? I can understand how I could come to write a book about divorce, but not you. So tell me.
That's right. And I am not an expert in divorce in terms of the legal or the financial. I have life experience and have gone through a divorce both as a child, my parents got divorced, and as an adult with my two children. I am a certified life coach, and when it came time for me to figure out what group of people I felt I could serve the best, what I realized was my life experience in those two areas, both as a child and as an adult, were so key and had such a huge impact on the person that I've become, that this was the area that I wanted to work in, and that it's life coaches deal with transition, and that divorce is by far the most difficult transition to go through. and one does not have to go through it in angst, and there's a lot of promise, and I wanted to be a beacon for people and help them to see the promise on the other side.
Great. Well, as everybody who listens to the show knows, the show is all about me.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
When I went through my divorce, now I had, certainly I had the expertise in the legal end. There were no surprises there for me.
Right.
And I've been doing it for 31 years, so I'm pretty good on the financials. And it was the emotional that I had no, and I'm telling you, I had no idea, almost 30 years as a divorce lawyer. Yeah, I had people cry in my office, big deal.
Right.
But I never really thought that it would hit home for me the way it did. And we're going to talk most about that. But let's talk about the last two-thirds of the book. And that those deal with the financial and the legal issues.
On the financial front, one of the key things, you know, that's the Achilles heel. No matter where you are, whether you're extremely well off or living a lifestyle where you might even be financially struggling, you're concerned about the finances when it comes to divorce. And so a lot of people feel like they should just know. The people that I'm working with feel that they should just know. And they don't, the thought of even going to a financial expert doesn't cross their mind. And there's so many issues. I think the whole concept of it being a journey, I think people all look at the destination. How much child support am I going to get? How much alimony am I going to give or get? And how much money do I get out of the house? And there's so many other things. There's a discovery. There's understanding the difference between assets that you have and how they're valued. And that's what Ivy Menchel is, the certified divorce financial analyst that wrote the section on finances. What I did was partner with an attorney and a financial expert to really be able to present solid information to the
people. Truth in advertising, I had nothing to do with the writing of the legal end, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, just want to clarify that for our listeners.
Thank you, Larry.
Okay. You want to touch on for a minute? Well, let's talk about the financials for a moment. I think you have a very, you and Ivy have a very good point in there. I like to phrase it, when is a dollar not a dollar?
Right.
And, you know, there are certain assets that have a value, and somebody like Ivy, an expert or a forensic accountant, may place a value on it. But that even that dollar value is not the same as an equal number of dollars from another asset.
Exactly.
You have deferral issues. You have tax issues.
And that's all the stuff that Ivy covers in here, that she says you look at two different things that seemingly are the same value, but there's so many more complicating issues that come into it that when you assess it and fees and taxes, you begin to see a clearer picture. And that's the kind of information that's critical in knowing what decisions to make.
Karen, believe it or not, we're up against our first break.
Oh.
When we come back, I want to ask you this so you have something to think about during the break. Why a financial expert in addition to a lawyer? That's the question I want to pose to you when we come back from the break, just in case I forget. Because, you know, I'm getting older. It's 11-11-11. What do you expect? I am here with Karen McMahon of KM Life Coaching. The name of the book?
Navigating Your Divorce.
Okay. And this is, of course, The Divorce Hour with me, Larry Bloom, here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hi, this is psychic medium Betsy Cohen, host of the show The Power of Intuition. Join me at talkingalternative.com Mondays at 11 a.m. Call in for a free psychic reading. Learn how to tune into your intuition to feel better and to create your optimum life. I'm here to guide you and to assist you in creating a life that you deserve. Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. on talkingalternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
What is Tina Turner and what's love got to do with have to do with Karen? Absolutely nothing. It's part of the Cheaters CD. So if you're interested in that, shoot me an email. If you're too shy to talk on the phone and you have a question or a comment for today, I have my little BlackBerry here on the show and I can actually read your emails if you don't want to call in. Phone number here for questions or comments. 877-480-4120. Karen, remember my question?
Yes.
Okay. Why two people?
Why two people? I think the key thing is attorneys know a lot about the legalities involved with the finances, but especially when you have a lot of assets, it is so critical to have a financial expert, someone who understands not only the immediate ramifications and how to assess all of the details, but can really help you plan for your long-term needs. And that's one of the things that Ivy always says in our presentations is it's not just about what you need right now. And most people don't know what they need right now. They don't even know their budget.
And it's what you need 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road.
It's really that long-term. And that's where you want to have an agreement that that is good for the long-term.
And I'll actually answer part of my question myself.
Go right ahead.
If you don't mind. You know, we lawyers, even we seasoned pros who've been doing it a long time, obviously we know what the money is. But we're focusing on strategy. We're focusing on other things. And when you have one person who's devoted to the financials, I think that's much more important. And it's good to have that person sit on your lawyer and say, we need this. This is a non-negotiable item. This we can play with, but there, you know, support has to be at such a level, or we have to get such a lump sum to create an income flow.
Absolutely. And one of the key things that I try and get across in this book is the importance of having a team. When you get divorced, all of a sudden you've lost your partner. There's a lot of changes that are going on even with your friendships and the importance of having a support team. And what you're saying is so true that not only having an attorney, everyone knows they have to get an attorney.
Not everybody.
Most people. but then there's the advocates, you know, and that's where a financial advocate is so key and adds to your comfort level and support because you've got someone else on your team that's there to help you.
Well, there are actually two teams, aren't there? They're the professional team with your coach, your financial expert and your lawyer.
Correct.
And then there's the, you know, your internal support staff. You have your positive friends. You have your positive relatives. And we both know that not even your best friend may not fit into that category.
Exactly.
Because we got nitpickers, and we'll deal with that when we get back to the negotiable, you know, to the emotional issues. But let's talk for a minute about the finances. What's the number one financial mistake?
Ivy talks about, she kind of talks about four key mistakes that people make and then goes into a lot of detail. One is negotiating to retain the marital home when one can't afford it. And the bigger picture she talks about is you have an emotional connection to something, whether it's your home or something else, and you end up spending so much money fighting for that.
That you could have bought it three times over.
Right. And she has a couple of stories about a flat screen TV and a favorite vase. And so one of the key things she talks about is be careful what your emotional connections are to your to the finances involved.
Funny you should talk about a vase. We had that issue in mind. But I won't waste anybody's time. I will just tell my ex-wife, that wasn't my grandmother's vase. It was another one. Okay? Before I go any further, how do we get the book?
Thanks for asking. you can go to my website, which is Karen McMahon. That's MCMAHON.com. And right on the front page is a link. And you can link to it, sign up, and get a download.
Great. And Karen is the traditional K-A-R-E-N?
That's correct.
Okay,
thanks.
Just checking. I've seen other Karens, many different types
many
of Karens.
Many different.
So I was surprised, but you get that. Do you want to hit on the legal section for a minute, or do you want to pass that up?
Choice. I want to just mention two other things. Actually, one other thing in terms of the financial is throughout the entire chapter, there's a lot of detail about documents that you can gather, questions that you can ask. And I just want to give it another minute because I feel that in my experience, it's the finances that are the Achilles heel and the thing that causes the most fear. And this chapter really shines a lot of light on the information and the directions that you can go in and the choices that you have.
Well, let me add my two cents.
Go ahead.
When you're still living in the house and you haven't announced your intention yet, gather information. Okay, whether you think it's important or not, just gather it. Get copies of tax returns, bank statements, brokerage statements. Get it all, regardless of how important you think it is or how unimportant you think it is, because the lawyer and the financial person are going to want that information.
And there's so much value in all of that documentation for you.
Okay. I'd like to ask you a legal question.
Oh, great.
Okay, the legal question is, could you please describe, you know, the litigated divorce versus the collaborative divorce versus the mediated divorce?
That's a great question. And Deb Herbeck is the one who wrote the legal section of the book. And the way she describes it is mediation is when two people can go and sit with a professional mediator without representation and work out all of the details. They may go back and have an attorney that they check with.
And sometimes you can do mediation with a lawyer as well.
Okay. And so that's one approach, and that requires a certain amount of cooperation amongst the divorcing partners. The second one is litigation, which most people know, and most people think if they go to litigation, they're going into court. And so many of us never get in front of court and have a trial, but the courts and the judge have a lot more control and say over what happens and the decisions that are made. Whereas collaborative is everyone sitting around a table, you with your attorney, me with my attorney. There could be a coach, and there's a financial person often, and you really all agree to work to the best interest of everyone. It's the least confrontational and often the most the least financially painful.
Okay. So.
How'd I do?
You did okay. I can't argue with that.
Telling the lawyer about the
legalities. Well, I will tell you that there's a funny thing about collaborative divorce, that everybody signs a piece of paper at the beginning which says that the lawyers won't go into court for you. If you want to go into court, you got to hire another lawyer. You got to fire this lawyer and hire another one.
Exactly.
And the lawyer signed off on that in the beginning. So that is, it behooves the lawyers to settle your case once you're involved in that way.
That's a built-in buy-in, if I could say.
Yes, it is a built-in buy-in. Okay. So your area of expertise is the first third of the book. It's the book, the emotional aspects, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. And again, I want to emphasize the part. And obviously, Karen will help you, and the book will help you if you're in the middle of a divorce. But when you're starting, when you're starting on the yellow brick road, it's not all, it's not yellow and it's not brick. And it's a hard road to follow along, and you're not even sure how to start. And I think that anybody considering it, should look at the book, get a coach, get a financial person. I always say when you're looking for a lawyer, it's like, women understand this, it's like buying a pair of shoes. Try on a couple, see which ones are comfortable. You don't necessarily need the prettiest one. You don't need the $500 Manolos, but you do need comfortable shoes to travel down that treacherous road.
Absolutely.
And, don't just put on the first pair and say good enough.
Yeah, and make sure they're comfortable.
Make sure they're comfortable. Make sure they understand what your goals are, even if you don't understand what your goals are.
Right, and I talk about that even in the emotional section, the importance of feeling trust and confidence in that support.
Okay, so why emotional? Why are we dealing with emotional when divorces are all about lawyers and money? Lawyers, guns, and money, I like to say. I think that was Warren Zevon, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you said it well in the beginning, which is a lot of people don't acknowledge the emotional end of it. And yeah, the business end of it is the legalities and the finances, but the bottom line is all of us who have gone through a divorce, it completely throws you, and it's hard to think clearly, and you're not acting like yourself, and it's like someone put you on a battlefield and you're in the middle of a battle. And to have some tools and strategies to help you through that is absolutely critical.
Okay, we're going to come back in a minute. We're going to talk some more about team building. I want to talk about getting the personal team together rather than we've already talked about the professional team. Let's talk about the personal team.
Excellent.
We are. This is Veterans Day. Thank a veteran, please. I am Larry Bloom here with Karen McMahon on Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Talking Alternative. Heard it from a friend who
from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're up late every week.
I like your selection.
They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood. And talk is cheap when the story is good. And the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe.
REO Speedwagon. One of the more recent songs on the CD. That, of course, is Taken on the Run. Karen, why did you write this book? What was your intention?
I wanted to, when I went and looked, I didn't find anything to direct my clients to that was easily accessible, simple to read, and free. And so I wanted to create a guide for them. It's in the beginning of the book, I even say it's kind of like being drop shipped into a foreign country. And you would never do that. You would never find yourself on a journey where you didn't speak the language, know the lay of the land, have some sense of where you were going and what you were doing. And so you get pieces from your attorney or your therapist or your coach. And so this was a way to give them a roadmap where they could both see the bird's eye view as well as all the different paths and choices available to them.
Now, you could have put something together to sell. You chose to give it away. How come? Why is it free?
It's free because more people will access it.
Okay.
The whole idea is to share critical information, and you can't get better than free. So
you can't get better than free. So when somebody reads the book, and it's not a big investment in time, it's a read the book. I did it in an evening.
It's a 36-page guide.
Well, you
it's
said really... that. I would have just told you that it's you know, I spent a couple hours with it. I wanted to digest it. What's the number one takeaway from this book?
Well, two things. One, I want to say that the purpose of it is to be a beacon, to really shine a light on the unknown, to help alleviate the fear. Like, that's really a key thing. And it's also an opportunity that a lot of people, when they enter this, they go through the process and they feel a victim. They feel not only a victim to their broken marriage, but then
a victim to the process.
A victim to the process. And so this is where what this book tells you is you can enlist a team. You can choose to create support. You can know.
All right, now we're getting into the tools. So let's talk about the tools, right? You got five, maybe more tools that are in the book.
Five or more.
Five or more. Okay. So you want to go through them? What do you...
Well, the first one we talked about a bunch, it's educating yourself. And that is really just doing your due diligence in looking for an attorney and a financial person.
And a coach. And a therapist.
And making sure, the other thing I want to mention is making sure that your children are taken care of. And
well, what do you mean by that?
You're not the only one going through it. And if you have, I have a woman whose children are in her 30s that goes to one of my support groups, and another one whose children are toddlers, and they're all going through it. And so to really pay attention to their needs, to enlist the kind of support they may need. My children, we're in a school district where they had a banana splits program.
Okay, I know what that is.
Where my children learned about group therapy at like 6 and 8 years old, and it has served them so well. So to really educate yourself on all of the support available for you and your family.
Okay. And now let's...
The second one is
create the team.
Right. And we already talked about
the professional team.
Right. Although what I would like to do is just mention the coaching part of it and what that is, because I think so many people don't know.
Sure. You want to tell us the difference between a coach and a therapist?
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's the key question that I get asked. So besides your attorney and your financial person, you want to have a lot of people have both a therapist and a coach. A therapist... The difference is that a therapist is really there to help you with your emotional pain. It's often about your past and healing and what you brought to the marriage and how that has to tie into your family of origin and things like that. And while we touch on that in coaching, coaching is much, in a nutshell, it's helping you to get from where you are to where you want to be.
It's from this point forward.
Exactly.
And therapy usually is concerned with what happened before.
And we visit the past because so many of the obstacles and fears have to do with the past. But we visit it and come back to the present and then strategically figure out how to move forward. And so in this particular case with divorce, where there's so much emotional angst and people are in a fog emotionally, it really helps to enlist someone who can help you gain clarity, really develop awarenesses and be supported and encouraged and create a plan. The most important thing is you don't walk away from a session, whether it's a group session or a private session, without a plan. And that really helps you move forward.
Okay. Let's talk about the personal team. I will tell you that when I went through my divorce, look, time flies when you have fun. The three people who are the most self-absorbed MFs you're ever going to want to meet were the most supportive friends I've had. Whereas my best friend, for want of a better term, my closest friend for years and years and years, wasn't the right person to dump these issues on. Particularly in view of his continuing relationship with my ex, she who shall not be named. So, I mean, you know, I got it, but I want you to explain it
right,
so that the listeners can get it like I got it.
I think to make it real clear, there's a lot of people who love you, friends and family, but nobody's walked in your shoes. And so when you reach out for assistance and support, and you need to talk to people, you're going to get one of two responses. One's going to be the person who wants to bash your ex more than you would, or bash him or her along with you. And the other is going to be the one that says, well, how does this affect you? And how can you move forward through this? And how can I best serve you? And that person's going to help pull you from that negative energetic place up to a more positive place. That's the person and the people that you want on your team, because at the end of the day, you want to be stronger and healthier, not bitter and resentful.
And you want the people around you to... I think the greatest question in the world I got was, what do you want?
Right.
Not what, you know, what are you trying to do to her? What do you want for yourself?
And you'll also find a lot of people who should you. You know, they should all over you.
Yes, they do.
You should do this. You should do that. And it's like nobody knows what I should do.
I don't even know what I should do.
Exactly. And so the people who don't go there are really much more valuable to you.
Okay. So... get rid of those people shooting on you. I like that. I'm going to steal that one. I like that. We are coming up against another break.
Okay.
Phone number here, 877-480-4120. Talking Alternative Fan Club Facebook page, whatever it's called. You can email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com. And Karen, how do we get the book? How do we reach you? How do we find you?
On my website, karenmcmahon.com. That's MCMAHON, karenmcmahon.com. And it's right on the front page. There's a link.
Okay, great. We're going to talk more about the book, more about the tools when we get back. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here at Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Carol Ward from the Body Mind Wellness Program. Listen to my show for ideas and information to help you live a healthier life in body, mind, and spirit. You'll hear from terrific guests who are experts in the areas of health, wellness, and creativity. So join me every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on TalkingAlternative.com. Professionals serving community.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern, on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving Communications. That's the answer.
TalkingAlternative.com.
You know one of the best parts about my divorce?
What's that?
I get to listen to Bob Dylan again. My ex hated Dylan. That, of course, was Bob Dylan, Ballad of a Thin Man. That's the name of that song. These are the songs known by different names. I always thought the name of the song was Do You, Mr. Jones.
Yeah, right.
No, it's Ballad of a Thin Man is the name of the song. Karen.
Yes.
Now, part of your support network, something I didn't know existed until I went through my own divorce, divorce support groups.
Support groups. And
I know you run one because I went to one of yours.
Yes.
Broke down and cried. I don't mind telling you. It was a very emotional day for me.
Yeah, it's a great support. And no matter who else you have in your personal support network and how strong it is, to gather with other people who are going through the same thing, there's such a level of empathy and understanding and compassion. And I guess in some ways you can say that whole misery loves company. It's like, I'm not crazy. I'm not the only one going through this. And there's a huge value in that. I have a support group that I run on Long Island on Wednesday nights. We're starting up one in northern New Jersey in the second week of January, which you can also find on my website. And the other exciting thing that we're doing, because we really feel that this Navigating Your Divorce book is going to find itself all over the globe, is we're starting virtual support groups. There's a lot of people who either live in rural areas or, I mean, even on Long Island, I've been asked to do groups all over the place, and you can't be in that many places.
It's a long island.
It's a very long island. But what you can do is you can get online, open up Skype, and see another 8 or 10 people and connect with them from the comfort of your home. And so that's a really exciting next level of programming that we're going to be doing.
That's great. And I understand you're also going to be doing some seminars and some workshops.
I do a Navigating Your Divorce workshop about 6 times a year. We do one right now in New York City with Andrea Vaca and Ivy Menchel. And our next one is January 24th, and that will be listed on my website as well. And we're going to be doing one with you, Larry, in northern New Jersey.
Oh, really? When is that?
We're going to be doing that sometime. I think we talked about scheduling it for February.
Okay, great. I look forward to it. February 2012. Before you know it. The first time you were here, Karen is a repeat offender. She's been here before.
Yes.
You said something that I don't write down and keep what my guests say unless it's really special. And you actually put it in the ebook. You said it on the first time you were on the show. And I think it warrants repetition. That is, you know what I'm talking about,
that's
right?
That's right. And that's actually the next section on controlling your thoughts. And the statement is this, your thoughts directly affect your feelings affect your actions, and
your actions determine the results.
And your actions determine the outcome. And what happens is you're in such emotional angst, and that's that victim mentality again. Well, I just feel that way. This is just where I'm at. And the thing about it is, if you stop and witness what you're thinking about when you're in that bad place, you'll see that your mind has taken you down a dark and ugly alley, and you can change your thoughts. And in doing so, if you're thinking about the argument you had with your spouse and you're running the tape over and over in your head, you're going to be in angst and frustration and anger. If you shift your thinking to something more positive, you're going to see your emotions
like the light
shift.
At the end of the tunnel.
Like the light at the end of the tunnel, like the conversation you had with your adorable daughter this morning, like the weekend you're going to spend with your friend, whatever it is, to get your mind off of the difficult experience or the negative thought that you're having. And what happens is you shift your emotions by shifting your thoughts. So it's actually the path to peace. Change your thoughts and you change your feelings. Change your feelings, and if you're feeling better, you're not going to want to climb under the covers or lay on the couch all day. You'll want to
go out and do things.
And so one leads to the next.
And all right, I'm going to give you a true confession. I'm writing a book too. And I always find that, you know, our own words and your words are beautiful. They're great. They're perfect. But yet, even in your small section of the book, you quote from Charles Swindoll. I don't even know who that is, but as if somebody, and it's a great quote.
It's a great quote.
It's a great quote, but it's almost as if it has more weight because it's not me who says it.
Right.
So I'm not going to tell you what it is because it's like a half a page long. Mm-hmm. And I want you all to get the ebook. Read it. I'll give you a hint. It's on page 13.
Yeah.
Okay. Karen, how do we get the book?
Please go to my website, which is karenmcmahon.com. On the homepage, there's a link to signing up and downloading the book. And there's also dozens and dozens of blog posts on specific things like shifting your thoughts and having more positive perspectives and getting through your struggle.
Okay. I didn't ask you one question about the virtual support group. I want to just go back to that for a minute.
Okay.
When are you starting it?
We're going to have our first, we're going to do a free monthly group, and we're going to have our first one before the holidays on getting through the holidays. The date has not yet
been set. You need support to get through the holidays. The holidays suck, for want of a better term.
Yeah, I had my support group this past Wednesday night was on getting through the holidays, and the myriad of issues that came up. I mean, one issue that came up was sending out cards, and that really choked up a couple of people because the whole idea of putting your name down and you're not signing for the first time as
me and Mrs. Jones,
just
for want of a better.
There were so many different issues, and you don't even realize them until you start talking about them. So it's a great topic.
Okay, let's go. We're running out of time fast, so I want to at least get all the tools in.
Okay.
We controlled our thoughts. How about being grateful? Talk about that for a minute.
In a nutshell, having an attitude of gratitude. And you can't be grateful and miserable in the same moment. Not if you're really embracing what you have to be grateful for. And so I want to encourage everyone, challenge everyone who's going through a divorce right now. Wake up every morning and write a list of three things. Different things every morning. Three things that you're grateful for. Write them on an index card, put them in your wallet, take them through the day. And when you're feeling angst and when you're feeling down, you take that out and you meditate on it. You focus on it and you really embrace it and you will shift your mood.
Okay. I'm going to give everybody a hint. I'm going to make it easier for you. Today, number one on your list, be grateful for veterans. Now you only have two for today, and you have three tomorrow.
Excellent.
Okay. So tell me about, what's the fifth?
It's present moment awareness. It's staying
what
in the moment.
Mean?
The vast majority of the population lives in the past and the future. We're worried about the future, and especially in divorce, what ifs. Nobody ever what ifs the positive things. They what if the negative things.
Right.
And we're regretting the past. I should have, I could have, I would have. And they're not in the present moment.
So you shouldn't should yourself to death either.
You shouldn't should yourself.
Should yourself.
You shouldn't should all over yourself or anybody else.
Okay, got it.
So present moment awareness is about really paying attention to your thoughts, witnessing where you're at, and bringing yourself back to the moment. What happens is when you are focused in the moment, you begin to find the gifts. You begin to realize, if I'm not thinking about something that already happened, I'm enjoying a relationship right in front of me. All of a sudden, I have a better relationship with my mother, my brother, my friend,
my
neighbor, my kids. But when you're sitting across the table from that person and your mind is someplace else, you're losing an opportunity. Present moment awareness allows you to enjoy the value that every moment has for you.
And let me give you everybody a little hint. Those kids get big fast. You gotta savor those moments, particularly with your kids, because all of a sudden it's the Harry Chapin song. It's the kid wants the car keys and doesn't want to talk to you.
Oh my God!
And
absolutely.
My kids actually have their own car keys, so they I see them very rarely, even though they live with me.
My son's 15 and asking for the car keys.
Okay, we're gonna come back with Karen for our final segment after this break. This is the Divorce Hour. I'm with Karen McMahon of KM Life Coaching. This is the Divorce Hour on Talking Alternative. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
me and Mrs. Jones.
Billy Paul, me and Mrs. Jones. Mr. Jones, there's something happening and you don't know what it is. Now you know. I am here with Karen McMahon. Karen.
I really like your music.
Thank you very much. You start off by telling me there are five tools. What's the sixth tool?
Exactly. The sixth, I don't know if it's a tool or it's a strong suggestion, is to have faith. And that's not a religious statement. That's a statement about trusting that you're exactly where you're supposed to be. And the tagline of my business is to survive struggle, to discover wisdom, and to embrace opportunities. And so have faith that you're exactly where you're supposed to be, that the purpose, the bigger purpose, is to refine your character, to make you a stronger, better person, so that you can go forward and have healthier relationships with everybody in your life and let what seems like a negative become a positive.
That's great. And the major things that people will get out of this book?
You know, I was thinking about that on my way here, and I think that I would break it down into three takeaways. The most important one being you're not alone. I think, especially in the beginning stages of divorce, it's just the most lonely thing in the world. You're not alone. You can create a support team, both a professional and a
alone.
Personal
you
one.
You do feel alone. I mean, even me, who lived divorced for 28 years before...
Right.
Before I lived my own divorce,
right.
You know, I didn't know what it was. And I thought I was, you know, I thought I was crazy.
It's enormously isolating. And that's a great word, actually. And you do think you're crazy. And so what I'm hoping the book does is shed some light on the fact that you're in control of creating a support team that will serve you well. The second thing is that it's a process. I think besides feeling isolated, the second thing you feel is that it's never going to end. And my favorite saying going through my divorce, which was 3 years and just seemed like 10, was, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. And it's a journey. There's something that comes afterwards, and it will not last forever. And the third thing is... don't be a victim. You have choices. And I'm hoping that this book really shows you, both on the emotional front, in terms of how you navigate this, in terms of the legalities and the finances, you have choices. You may not like them, but you always have choices every step of the way. Choose wisely and be empowered.
I want to talk about one last thing. I want to just talk about the whole concept of team. When you pick a team, you don't pick... your best friend. You pick the people who will meet your needs the best. It's so important. It's not a popularity contest.
And for the codependents out there.
That would be me.
Yeah. You're not picking a team to make other people feel good about being on your team. You're
picking a team for me to feel better about having one.
Exactly.
And living my life.
Exactly.
Karen, this was so much fun. The hour went too fast.
Thank you so much, Larry.
I hope you come again. I hope that they continue to make the show available to me so that I can have guests like you again. One last time, how do we get the book? How do we reach you if we want you to be our coach?
You can go to the website, KarenMcMahon.com. I'm going to give you my number also, which is 516-992-0828. Please reach out.
Okay, great. We're going to have next week, we're going to have Lee Chabin on the phone, a mediator, and we're going to be talking about the kid's perspective of the divorce and the mediation process. We're going dark on Black Friday. We're all going shopping. We're playing reruns on Black Friday. And then we have December. And I'm looking forward to a great December. I'm going to have an extra special New Year's resolution show, because everybody out there knows that New Year's is my favorite holiday, because you make the resolution to get rid of the dead weight and get a life. And I'm hoping that Karen will be one of my callers in on that day to give us one resolution for the upcoming year. I plan on doing that with many, if not all, of my guests over the last year.
That's great. And new beginnings is wonderful. So That's great. And I just have to say, I loved your last CD, and I encourage everyone to ask for this one because Larry has great taste in music, and they're wonderful.
Thank you very much. I have as much fun putting the music together for the show as doing the show itself. Stay tuned for Tony Martinetti. He's smarter than me. He's funnier than me. And he's a nicer guy. So please listen to Tony. What he has to say is very valuable. I'll be back next week with Lee, and we will talk about divorce on the Divorce Hour with me, Larry Bloom at Talking Alternative. Have a great week, everybody, and thank a vet.
Bombadita, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please tune in on Mondays at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Tune in as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off right with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.